scenes are strong, right from wrong, retype your songs. Hype is gone, what's your side on? Time you own when a fight is strong. Time you own when a fight is strong. Time you own when a fight is strong. Is the table set yet? Grab me a chair for some air on the cable set. Let's air it all out now. Let's table it. Y'all telling tall tales, trying to fable it. Is the table set yet? Grab me a chair for some air on the cable set. Let's air it all out now. Let's table it. Y'all telling tall tales, trying to fable it. Is the table set yet? Grab me. About the thing, I'm out my frame of mind. How y'all frame my time? Pray we ain't aligned. Sure, I saw the signs. Passed a dozen times. Ass on acid, pass mass. Massive message in the lab. Feeling bad. Should I brag? Better swag. Could've bagged. Would've been. Bitter laughs. Went to last. Winter wonders. Golden brand. Folded hands. Feed you raisins. Save the brand. Raisin flocks. In Oakland. Better gram. Ground I stand. Hound me, honey. Be your best. Steam me softly. Nothing less. Stubbornness to ignorance. In need of rinse. The key to bliss. Is the table set yet? Grab me a chair for some air on the cable. Let's air it all out now. Let's table it. Y'all telling tall tales, trying to fable it. Is the table say yeah? Grab me a chair for some air on the cable set. Let's air it all out now. Let's table it. Y'all telling tall tales, trying to fable it. Is the table say yeah? Grab me.
Welcome to the Flower Power Hour. Friday morning, baby. And we're still keeping up with Geese, baby.
Don't think we forgot.
And they're here this morning with a fresh, brand new, charming cover of This Must Be the Place on 101.9 CITR FM. Enjoy.
Hey, y'all, sing into my mind.
And welcome back to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting on the velvet and suede, quartz and jade covered airwaves of CITR 101.9 FM! Hey! My name is Aaron.
Sorry about that, brother.
That's okay.
I liked your velvet intro. That
hey,
was
thanks.
Fun.
I thought that was a pretty good one. I'm going to start coming up with some better ones. But welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Aaron. I got Sasha here with me. You just heard Geese and their cover of This Must Be the Place from the 1983 Talking Heads album, mm-hmm. Speaking in Tongues.
And Geese are whom we are keeping up with still, since one of the first segments.
Our oldest segment.
For those of you who don't listen every week, we keep up with Geese pretty often. The buzziest band in the indie sphere for a long time, 19-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. And while the song was playing, Aaron and I were just chatting about how it'll be insane to hear what they do because they're so young. And their first album was great. It was a little bit, you know, had some copycat elements where you're mm-hmm. like, oh, they're still figuring out what they want to sound like and have a lot of their inspirations wearing pretty heavily on their sleeve, but they're so talented, and once they find their own kind of pocket, they're gonna just be incredible. I think
they still got a lot of room to just keep getting better and better, and they're already like hitting it out of the park right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they made I think their late night debut last month. I know that they went on Colbert, and yeah, they're like this group of 19-year-olds. So yeah, that was them covering the Talking Heads.
And speaking of promising and exciting bands, I think we have one of those on the show today.
Ooh, drum roll. Do you have it ready? Drum roll. We got Club Sofa joining us today.
Yes, we talked to them last evening about new music, and they're going to play and break down their four most favorite Canadian songs of all time. And
it's going to be awesome.
And I think it was awesome. I was really happy to talk with them and hear what they have planned and what they've got their fingers in around the Vancouver music scene right now. And
yeah, I know.
Great talk.
We caught them at the Kingfisher Blues Christmas party, and I think we were all pretty blown away. It was a really, really good set. Yeah.
I said like verbatim that, like the show that you were away before I entered their song, I was like, saw not the Kingfisher Blues. They were sick. They had a trumpet.
Well, if we have some repeat listeners from those shows, then my apologies. But we're going to keep going with some music, probably. This next one
is Nia Archives, Love Like, spelt L-U-V, like, spelt regularly. On the Flower Power, baby, it's Yahoo! Friday!
Love. That was Nia Archives. And we are the Flower Power Hour on CITR. The next song coming up is The Loop from Tori Moi, coming off of his newest album, Mahal, which is due out in a couple of months. Pitchfork calls it a groovy laid-back slice of funk pop. Stereo Gum calls it heavily funky, vocally low-key heater.
And I call it one of the best bass lines out this week.
Hey. That was Tori Moi with The Loop off of his new album, Mahal, coming out April 29th on Dead Oceans. You got Unknown Mortal Orchestra and the Matson 2, Salami Rose, Joe Lewis, all on that album. But we're not listening to Tori Moi anymore.
We are not. We're listening to another band that we keep up with, Mama. On Polyvinyl Records, their second song out on the label, inspired by Jimmy Eat World and the best of 2000s pop punk, but with an indie flair that we love.
Flip through the paper, ticking through the number one. Feel like a stranger, I wanna make a hit and run. Still need a drummer, the last one quit the band. His favorite song was Hummer, soundtrack in the minivan. It takes a lot to admit it, takes a lot to admit it. Hey, you're a hot shot and they know who you are. It takes a lot to admit it, takes a lot to admit it. Yeah, I got what they want, I'm a real rock star.
And you just heard Rockstar by Mama, the second single off their forthcoming sophomore album. That's a great and fantastic 90s pop punk, 2000s pop punk inspired track. And now we're moving into
Tosser with Bent Out off their 2020 album Total Restraint. Tosser is a cool four-piece from Washington, D.C., and that's all we know about Tosser.
200 monthly listeners, hopefully like 215 after the show, maybe.
That'd be awesome. This is Tosser on CITR 101.9. That was Tosser with Bent Out off their 2020 album Total Restraint. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty hardcore. I actually quite like it. We're going to continue on with some pretty heavy rock and roll.
Some heavy post-punk inspired. The next song we got up is by Cola. For fans of the Montreal-based Canadian classic Ott, who broke up a couple years ago, but 3 out of 4 of them are back. The new band called Cola, which sounds like Ott, but a little different.
Hollywood.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour on the cheesy and breezy supersonic gin and tonic tasting airwaves of CITR 101.9 FM.
Stop that.
Broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. My name is Aaron.
We got Sasha here.
Hello.
On a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning, like usual.
Never a dull Friday.
Exactly. Especially not with the Flower Power Hour.
So we kicked off the show today with our oldest segment, Keeping Up with Geese. We have another segment that we've tended to lean towards a lot, and it typically involves me reading Sasha some music headlines that he maybe has brushed through, but we don't actually ever talk about it beforehand. So it's always live to air, and I ask his thoughts on a couple of music headlines.
And I try to say my most thoughtful opinions.
And sometimes it's just a cool. And sometimes it's a long-winded answer. And one of them might be. I have a feeling you might be passionate about it.
Like that passionate about it?
Like that passionate about it. All right, so the first headline I have for you today is just a quick one, a shout out, I think, for both of someone that both of us really like, is that Nick Drake's Pink Moon turns 50 today.
Aw, that's awesome. I think that I feel this way about it.
Yeah. I really love Nick Drake. That holds a special place in my heart. So that was more of a shout out than anything.
20 years old. Wow, I didn't realize I was just marginally older than
50.
50, okay.
Yeah, 50 years old. Okay. It's an old one.
Okay, that's good. Good thing we had that conversation.
Yeah.
Embarrassing on
air. That would have been just so embarrassing.
All right, what's next? What's next?
The next one we have is Mitski asks fans to stop filming entire songs or whole sets at her concert. Says, we can experience magic at the show, but only if we're there to catch it. And basically, the whole gist of it is that she doesn't want to feel basically like content being on a phone. She wants to share an experience with the audience.
I think that's fair. I mean, like, it's a tough place for artists and fans, but I think in the end of the day, like, the artist has the onus to, you know, they're putting themselves out there, being vulnerable, expressing their art. And I think that they're allowed to make choices like that and asking their fans not to collect content. But at the same time, it is weird because for a lot of fans, they don't quite understand where exactly
the someone etiquette.
The etiquette, or where someone like Mitski is coming from.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do respect it, like, because in the end of the day, it kind of goes against her in a way that she doesn't get as much, like, social sharing on media and less of that spread. But she's at a level where, you know, she can afford to do that as well.
And I think, honestly, her saying entire songs or whole sets is also different. You can take, like, a 10-second video out of a song. Just don't have your phone out the whole song.
I think that's totally fair.
Super fair.
Yeah.
All right, so our next headline is, so we all know about the Spotify drama. We all know about Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young pulling off of Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
In an exclusive interview with David Crosby, Crosby says, do not become a musician. His exact quote. Don't become a musician. You know how shitty it is for me to say that? Do you know how much I don't want to say that? Some bright-eyed young kid who has talent, to the Becca Stevens, to the Michelle Willises, to the Michael Leagues of this world, to my own son James, I don't want to say it to them, but it is the truth. I don't hold out any hope for it at all.
Yeah, no, that's kind of...
It's a little heart-wrenching.
Oh, hell no!
Hey, David Crosby?
I don't know, like... If you want to become a musician, you think of that David Crosby saying that, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? David Crosby said that. I'm going to go into corporate finance now. thanks for clearing that path for me, David.
I know I'm not going to make any money.
Yeah.
And the last one I got for you, just to lighten it up after our boy David brought us down a little bit, is that Machine Gun Kelly will be a playable character in the new WWE video game, as well as curating the soundtrack. No, he definitely is.
Oh, really? Oh, in that case. That's awesome.
Machine Gun Kelly, who we will probably not be playing.
Honestly, though, if I was 16 and when I was 16, I did listen to Machine Gun Kelly. And if I still was 16, I'd probably still listen to Machine Gun Kelly. And all I have to say is that right on WWE for animating Machine Gun Kelly and putting him in there.
And in a quote from Machine Gun Kelly, he said, "You can now slam me through a table as much as you want."
That sounds like something Machine Gun Kelly would say. It's kind of provocative.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie to you.
It's kind of edgy, but it's also like just PG enough because he's a superstar. We got one more song before we start to go into the Club Sofa interview.
Yeah, why don't we play that now?
And it's Blood and Yolk by Maytel off of their new album, Georgia Gothic. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Club Sofa, and you're listening to the Flower Power Hour.
When you're lonely, do you think of me? Everything I was and everything I wanted to be. When we were 18, really thought that we knew everything. Turns out we were both dead wrong, just a couple. In a big old pond. Right now, this small fish misses your own.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour, and that was Club Sofa's newest single, Growing. And we are so excited that we had Club Sofa join us for a little chat last night.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. It was really nice. Aaron and I, we're big fans, and
yeah.
Always, you know, speak highly and candidly off air about being excited about their new songs and their old songs, and you know, happy to have them be a Vancouver band, because having badass bands in Vancouver is what grows the scene, and I think that they're one that are gonna do that.
They are one of the strongest, and like honestly, their OG self-titled album from like 2018-ish, I think, was like so good, like Beach Bum Baby, and I think it's like I moved to Vancouver and all I got was this stupid nicotine addiction, I think, is one of them, and they're so good.
And in their interview too, we kind of talk a little bit about bands like surviving COVID and the whole, you know, break and still being around after, and it's nice to know that Club Sofa is still around,
kicking it.
Yeah, we'll lead right into the interview right now.
Sofa, a Vancouver staple on the Flower Power Hour. My name is Aaron.
Sasha here, and we've got Club Sofa, like we said. And can you guys introduce yourselves and what you guys play in the band?
My name is Peyton. I'm vocalist and I play rhythm guitar.
Right on.
I'm Dom. I play lead guitar and synthesizer.
I'm Jess. I play drums.
Cool. Right. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for joining us.
What's next for Club Sofa? What's coming up? Tell us all about the current moment of Club Sofa.
Well, we have a show coming up March 12th. March 12th, which is a Thursday with Superbud. March 12th, which is a Saturday. That is with Super Budget and
Max Booch
Band. Yeah.
Cool. And where is that going to be?
That's going to be at Redgate.
Awesome. We love the Redgate. Why should Vancouverites come to that show? What are you guys going to do for us?
What are we going to do?
It's kind of the same shit as before.
I think it's a classic bill. Like, it's all our friends. Like,
awesome.
I'm playing in Max Boonch Band as well that night. So I'll be doing a nice, sweet little double. Like, it is all people that we know and love. So it should be a really nice night. And I think people are, I don't know, I am at least really excited to be out and about and things sort of feeling semi-normal again.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to any shows since things have started to open up a little bit?
I played a show at the Fox with Babe Corner last week, which was sold out, like jam-packed. So it was really nice to see so many people coming out to support now that things are opening back up again.
Did it feel surreal to be around all those people? Or?
Oh, absolutely. It felt so wrong. Like, it was like, oh my God, this is so messed up. But I think it's, you know, I think it's, we feel a little apprehensive about it, obviously, because no one wants things to lock down again. But for right now, I think we're just going to take the little victories that we can as artists.
I think, honestly, it's just so good for everyone's mental health to be able to do normal things again, even if, you know, we're still kind of having our fingers crossed. But so you played in a show recently. Have you seen any shows around recently? Do you have any, like, any bands in the city that you, like, almost have to go to their shows when they're playing?
Hoodie Brown. Tough to say.
Oh, yeah. Hoodie Brown was really good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're playing with Super Budget, but Super Budget is, like, one of my favorite bands in the scene right now, and they're, like, coming out with all this new, like, music and stuff, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, they have a completely new sound. Like, everything's brand new, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, exciting to see who made it through, who like was just like,
yeah,
oh, I'm done, I can't do it,
because I know a lot of bands that's maybe true. Called it quits, maybe some bands will make a comeback, who knows.
Lots of refurbished and re-energized and excited bands that were around before, and plenty of new and exciting new bands, and it'll be an exciting time. Spring's a perfect time for new bands and new music, dancing again. We have a new segment For those of you listening, we do a lot of segments, some repeat, some don't. This is new, hopefully repeats. And we are going to get Club Sofa to introduce three of their favorite Canadian songs of all time.
Maybe four.
I'm ready. My pick for favorite song of all time is probably like more like my most influential song. It's super corny, but I would say Fly at Night by Chilliwack. I like grew up listening to like the Canadian like dad rock staples. Like it was just like my like small town family or listening to like BTO, Guess Who, Loverboy, Chilliwack. And that song's about just like being in a band. And when I was a young kid, like my uncle was in a rock band as a drummer. And he like toured around and he was like in this hair metal band in the 80s. And I always thought that was the coolest thing. It sort of like spurred me on. They recorded at Mushroom Studios, and like I was recently at Afterlife Studios, which is now Mushroom is now Afterlife. And I just felt like things sort of came full circle and it's just become more meaningful to me where I'm just like, okay, like little band from Canada, like doing all they can, you know? And yeah, so that's my choice.
That is awesome. What a classic backseat of the parents' car type song. That's so
absolutely
true.
So true.
Rock and roll band, fly at night, in the morning we land, fly at night till we're satisfied, see the morning from the other side, and when you close your eyes, sleep comes first, when you fly the universe, well you need some rest, yeah you need some rest.
That was Fly at Night by Chilliwack, and we're going to get right back to this Club Sofa interview where they cue up their next song about...
song would probably, by my favorite Canadian artist. I really love Andy Shelf. He's like one of my favorite artists. I remember first hearing him when I first moved to Vancouver a long time ago, and I really love the song Quite Like You. And yeah, I don't know. I think I like the song so much just because I have such like a memory of like when I was like listening to it, like the first time being in BC and like living in Vancouver. And I think that's why I like it so much. Just like driving around like the city of Vancouver and being like, whoa, like this is cool. Like I'm really here. So I have like such a memory like associated with that song.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that that track is so great. Just like, it's that whole album is such a good storybook album, and the way that he tells a story on Quite Like You is so good.
And yeah. I felt like I love that album so much too. I've listened to that album so many times, and it's just like, it felt like that album was like perfect with where I was kind of at in my life, just like, you know, first year of university and like going to parties and stuff. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I relate.
Yeah.
There's something so charming and whimsical about that whole world that he builds on that album.
I know.
It's kind of sad. It makes you want to just live in it a little bit.
Yeah.
True. That's very true.
Right, I believe we do have one more song, though.
correct?
Yeah. Yeah, Mama, you're still here.
I was gonna choose. I was listening to Buffy St. Marie's album Illuminations, which is really cool because it's like she has like a lot of like other contemporary artists around the same time. Like a lot of the album is like super like kind of influenced by like Magical Mystery Tour, but then it's also like Jefferson Airplane. And it's also like Simon and Garfunkel. Like it's a really cool album. And it's really ahead of its time too, which is super cool. So I chose the song The Dream Tree, which is just like a really soft song. And I really like Buffy St. Marie. She's super cool. She's pretty much the coolest person ever, honestly. she's sick. She's super cool. And she's from Saskatchewan, but I think she was raised in the States as like an Indigenous child taken from just from the res in Saskatchewan. But she's super cool. I don't know if you can say she's underrated because she is so like successful, but like I think she's underrated in a way.
I don't hear her enough.
Yeah, true. So yeah, that's my selection. The Dream Tree off of Illuminations by Buffy St. Marie. Should I do Jasmine's pick?
Or yeah, do Jasmine's pick.
Well, I feel like I don't have a blurb for it, but it's Undone by The Guess Who. It's, I don't know, that whole album kind of has like such a unique sound to it, and it's really cool. I just learned that like there's like a connection with Lenny Bro, who's like a really cool jazz guitarist that I really like, and I didn't really put it together that like he taught Bachman Turner over Randy Bachman how to play guitar, and like all these cool jazz chords that like really influenced the album.
Like that album's like Canadian Steely Dan sort of vibes. Like it's so good and like so influential for sure.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And I mean, I have like a psychiatrist who's always like, I booked Guess Who for my prom in high school. I'm the coolest guy ever. And I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's pretty sick. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a zany guy.
Would Club Sofa ever play a high school prom?
Oh, God.
We played a wedding before.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Originals?
That's awesome.
Pardon? Kind of. A mix of both. We played
cover band, Club Sofa in Disguise, but...
Yeah.
I would so play a prom. That'd be so funny.
That'd be good vibes.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I just think that would be like super funny, and just to be a part of that moment for like a bunch of random kids, like that'd be funny. Yeah.
And you guys could put on some an excuse to put on some fancy dresses or wear of any sort for prom.
Bro, I can wear my prom dress again.
Break out my prom dress, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, next Club Sofa show, you guys will wear your prom dresses. Promise to Vancouver.
Do you promise everyone listening right now?
I do not. I do not make that promise.
We do
promise.
No, sorry. For I don't want to press you guys into it.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. I found what she was headed for. It was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. The truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize, and it was too late. She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, mama, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the
Thanks for listening to the Flower Power this morning. We do have one last short segment of interview with Club Sofa where they tell us what to look forward to with Club Sofa in the future. Thanks, Club Sofa, so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening at home. Shout out Club Sofa for choosing a song that my mom texted me. This takes me back and breaks my heart. God bless you, Mom. God bless you, Club Sofa.
Thank you for sharing those, guys.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. Nice.
A treat for those of you listening to this.
Do you have any closing thoughts? Any big news that you'd like to spread to the world?
Yeah, we're putting out a single pretty soon. Probably, I think, because it keeps getting pushed back because we're not, can't get it together.
Waiting for the right time.
Yeah,
exactly. It's done. It's ready.